safe mark.
FM. Welcome to Know Your History. This is Chase March, and my goal here with you is to share some of my hip-hop knowledge so that we can celebrate the rich cultural history that is hip-hop. Of course, with any history, we need to start somewhere. I wasn't there for the start of hip-hop. I wasn't there when it was born, when it started to develop, but I was there as soon as it got popular and it made its way to my neck of the woods. And I've been there ever since. I write blog posts, I write my own songs, produce my own music, tried to get a music career popping when I was younger, didn't quite happen, and now I'm happy to be a member of Dope FM radio crew. So this segment, I'm hoping you'll find educational and entertaining, as we will be playing some music and we'll be discussing the rich cultural history that we all share. So where do we start? I think the best place to start is with some definitions. Yeah, I know, boring definitions, but we need to start somewhere. So let's start with the term rap. Where did rap come from? Well, rap originally was slang for conversation. You could sit down and chat with somebody, or you could sit down and rap with them. Simple as that. And when rap music first came out, people called it rap music because obviously it was a lot like conversating. People were just talking over a beat. So rap music was a term. I don't think anybody's actually coined that term per se. We can't just say, oh, one person came up with that term. But that term stuck, and it stuck for quite a while. Then, a little bit later, the term hip-hop came into existence, and this is the term that I want to focus on because there is quite a difference between rap and hip-hop. All right, KRS-One said it best. He said, rap is something you do, hip-hop is something that you live. All right, and I live hip-hop. I think we all do here at Dope FM, and a lot of you listeners out there do as well. So, we need to go back into the roots and see how the term hip-hop even evolved. Now, there's a couple people that want to claim status for creating the term hip-hop, but it's a little bit up in the air. Some say it was African Bambaataa who first used the term hip-hop, and that could be. He's definitely one of the pioneers of the form, and we'll be getting to do some in-depth podcasts for him a little bit later. But there is also an interesting story that Keith Cowboy from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five might have coined the term. The story goes that he was teasing a friend who joined the army by singing hip-hop, hip-hop, imitating the cadence of military marches. And then he had worked that term and the cadence into his raps. Soon everybody did, and you can actually hear it at the start of Rapper's Delight, which was one of the first rap records ever released, and that was done by the Sugar Hill Gang. And at the start of that, you can go a hip hop, a hibby to the hip hip hoppy, you don't stop rocking to the. So that kind of sing songy style using the term hip hop. By 1984, the word started to appear in print. It was first used in the Village Voice by Stephen Hager in an article entitled African Bambaataa's Hip Hop. So take that as you may. African Bambaataa, Keith Cowboy, who knows who created that term, but the term stuck. For a while, those two terms were interchangeable. People would say rap music and hip-hop to mean the same thing, but they do not mean the same thing. Rap is the music and hip-hop is the culture. I think KRS-One said it best. He said, rap is something that you do, hip-hop is something that you live. Of course, when the term was first created, this wasn't really how it was. The term hip-hop and the culture has grown with that term. But let's look at the word culture, because how can music be a culture? And this is what's widely, widely misunderstood when it comes to rap and hip-hop music. So, let's go back to culture. Culture is defined in the Webster's Dictionary as the customary beliefs, social forms, and material traits of a racial, religious, or social group. So I would like to argue that hip-hop is a social group, and that it is a way of life with unique rules and customs that are observed. As such, hip-hop is clearly a cultural movement. So rap and hip-hop are not the same thing. Rap is the music, hip-hop is the culture based and built around that music. KRS-One said it best, rap is something you do, hip-hop is something you live. And that's is clearly the definition there. You know, at one point, KRS-One even said, I am hip-hop. And that statement caused a lot of controversy. Some thought he was being arrogant. Hip-hop is more than just him. Who does he think he is? It's not one person. Sure, he's a gifted artist, talented MC, but he's not hip-hop. At least that's what people said. But after a while, people started to say, wait a minute. People say that they're Protestant or Catholic or Canadian. In fact, there are countless labels we apply to ourselves and others. So if we live hip-hop culture, if we listen to the music, if we create it, if we write about it, if we dress ourselves in the style about it, if we break dance, then why can't we say we are hip-hop? Why not? Makes sense. I mean, sure, KRS-One could have said, I am a hip-hop artist. But he dropped the word artist off of there and he said, I am hip-hop. Makes sense. Just like a rocker, a rock musician would call himself a rocker. Or a Star Trek fan would call himself a Trekkie. Or a Trekker. You know, I am hip-hop just sounds right. It sounds like a label that we can apply to ourselves so that people know what it means and they know where we're coming from. So, hip-hop is a culture, and I think as a culture, it needs to be defended because a lot of people don't understand different cultures unless they are actually in that culture. I mean, for instance, even thinking of different racial cultures, because going back to the definition, it's racial or religious. A lot of people don't understand different religions or don't understand different racial customs and beliefs. They write them off, they'll disrespect them right away, just out of that ignorance. I mean ignorance and the fact that they don't understand. So I come across this mind state all the time where people do not understand what hip-hop is all about. So I feel like I have to actually constantly defend what hip-hop is. And it feels like an attack when people start to say things bad about hip-hop because I am hip-hop. Right? It's like somebody dissing your family or your mama, you know? You're not going to take it. You're going to stand up and you're going to say, wait a second. Hold on. Okay? That's what Know Your History is going to be about. It's about celebrating this hip-hop culture that we have, about letting us know exactly what hip-hop is all about. So I think there's no better way to start this than actually start with the first rap recorded. Now, the first rap song recorded, I don't know if you can call this song hip-hop. I mean, it's by the Fatback Band, and it's featuring an MC called King Tim III. Now, this is clearly a funk band, but the guy is rapping over it, and what we can hear from the MC is some of the old rapping style, old school as it would be called, that was very popular. All right, so rap was making its way through the Bronx and through New York City. Rap music was done a lot in neighborhoods, and it was kind of restricted to New York and the five boroughs of New York. But once rap hit the records, and once it was out there and playable, and you could ship it anywhere, and people could hear it outside of New York, that's when hip-hop really took off. So, let's play the first two rap records that were ever released. First one, as I told you, was the Fatback Band, funk band, featuring an MC on this track called Tim III. All right, so we're gonna drop that track for you right now, and we'll be back.
All right, y'all, here we go. Clap your hands and you stomp your feet, cause you're listening to the sound of the show shot beat. I'm the K-I-N-G, the T-I-M, King Tim III, and I am here, just me, Fatback, and the crew, we're doing it all. this for you. We're strong as an ox and tall as a tree. We can rock you so viciously. We throw the highs in your eyes, the bass in your face. We're the funk machines that rock the human race. Skate down, boogie shot. Come on, girl, let's do the rock. Slam dunk, do the jerk. Let me see your body work. To the beat, everybody. To the beat, everybody. Two, four, six, eight. Fat back, don't you hesitate. So I said it was me, your little old cuz. I said to open the door, it let me in. I rocked you so good, you want it again. I rocked you so good, you heard bells ring. They went a ring, ding, dang, a ding, a ding, ding. Ring, ding, dang, a ding, a ding, ding. To the beat, everybody. Once you reach the top, you won't be alone. You got King Jim on the microphone. Just grab your partner, you start to swing. Cause I'm well known just like Burger King. I don't sell burgers, whole french fries. I'm only here to make your nature right. Just grab your partners around and round. Just grab her by the butt and boogie it down. Just open up a jacket and open a bra. And dance just like at the Mardi Gras. I'm the man of action, the main attraction. The girls call me the satisfaction. I'm the Romeo, the Casanova. Here tonight, I'm going to get over to the beat. Everybody.
All right, that was Personality Jock by the Fatback Band featuring Kim Tim III as MC. That track was released July 25th, 1979, several weeks before this more famous one that I'm sure you've heard before. This is Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang.
Bubba to the boogity bang bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike and I'd like to say hello.
or to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop. Rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far, you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out. Well, I'm Imp the Dimp, the ladies pimp. The women fight for my delight. But I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shock the house for the young ladies. And when you come inside into the front, you do the freak spank and do the bump. And when the sucker MCs try to prove a point with Trent's trio, I win the serious joiner. From sun to sun and from day to day, I sit down and write a brand new rhyme. Because they say that miracles never cease. I've created a devastating master. Beast. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Everybody, I say it goes like this. Well, I was coming home late one dark afternoon. Reporter stopped me for an interview. She said she's heard stories and she's heard fables that are vicious on the mic and the turntable. This young reporter I did adore, so I rocked the vicious rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn, fly guy, I'm in love with you. Casanova legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? Said, I go by the name Lois Lane. And you can be my boyfriend, you surely can. Just let me quit my boyfriend called Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose. Flying through the air in pantyhose. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looks like a sucker in a blue and red suit. I said, you need a man who's got finesse and his whole name across his chest. He may be able to fly all through the night, but can he rock a party till the early light? He can't satisfy you with his little worm, but I can bust you out with my super sperm. I go do it, I go do it, I go do it, do it, do it. And I'm here, and I'm there, I'm Big Bang Hank, I'm everywhere. I just throw your hands up in the air and party hard like you just don't care. Let's do it, I don't stop, y'all, I take a talk, y'all. You don't stop, I go hotel, motel. And what you gonna do today? I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You say if your girl starts acting up, then you take a friend. I say skip, dive, what can I say? I can't fit them all inside my OJ, so I just take half and bust them out. I give the rest to Master G so he can shock the house.
I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toe. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, you start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You rock it to the rhythm, shake it there. Air. You're rocking to the beat without a care, cause the short shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of blind eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter to pop, to pop, to pop. Give it, give it, pop, to pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, yo, throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here, I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere, cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggles in your behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4, come on, girls, get on the floor. Come alive, y'all, give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said 1, 2, 3, 4, tell me one, to Mike, what are you waiting for?
Said a hip, hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip, hip, a hopper, you don't stop, rock it to the bang, bang, the boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat. Well, skittle bebop, we rock a Scooby-Doo, and guess what, America, we love you, cause you're rocking and a roll with us so much so, you can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out, a baby bubba, baby bubba to the boogie, bang, bang, the boogie to the beat. It's so unique, come on everybody and dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean the macaroni soggy, the peas are mushed and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, mama, he's just being polite, he ain't finished your hour, that's bull. So your heart starts pumping and you think of a lie and you say that you already ate. And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so he piles some more on your plate.
But while the sticky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream another moment, it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate and your chicken slowly rotting into something that looks like cheese. Oh, so you say, that's it, I got to leave this place. I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. Oh, so you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of KO Pectate. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, babe, but we're still friends. With the hip hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip hip, a hoppy, you don't stop the rocker to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat.
Yeah, there's a feel-good song for you, Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang. And that song, you don't even have to know your history for that one. That song is just well-known. It's like one of the top songs ever. It gets played in dance clubs and high school dances, and pretty much everyone, even outside hip-hop culture, is familiar with that song. And for good reason, it's a good song that captured what hip-hop was all about in those old days. It was about having fun and rapping over some music. And DJs would take turntables and they would just extend a break. And so they'd take a song, well-known song, for instance in this one, Sheik's Good Times, and they would play the breakdown part of it over and over again and kind of loop it up using the two turntables. And that's basically what this one is. If you listen to Sheik's original record and you listen to Rapper's Delight, you don't really hear much of a difference in the way of the music behind the rapping. It sounds exactly the same. And another interesting thing about that record is that it went gold. Was the first commercially successful rap release ever. And it started this whole hip-hop thing that we're proud to be a part of today. Also, it was put out on 12-inch record, which was kind of unusual. Before that, most singles were put out on 45s or 7-inches. And this one was put out on 12-inch, which coincidentally became the standard for hip-hop releases after that. So, that's our first look at Know Your History. We've covered a lot. We've talked about how hip-hop is a culture and how that culture needs to be respected. We've talked about the rich history behind all of this. And we've talked about how, in 1979, rap started to be recorded. I hope you're going to join us for the rest of this series, because there's a lot more history to know, because we only basically scratched the surface here with this first segment. I hope you'll be back to hear more about the birth of hip-hop culture, about how it grew and developed to become this rich, vibrant culture that we know today. Thanks for tuning in. This is Chase March, and you better know your history.